Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
You must have just drank some coffee. Now you're ready to go to sleep. And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep. It's the married at first sight. It's the Wrangler Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Mm-hmm. Ready to Love Season 9 Fort Worth, Texas Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
As you can see, we're still recovering from the trip. Some of us still sleeping, and
yeah,
others of us don't know what show we're doing.
Yeah. My bad. You know, that 13-hour drive where I'm just like focused and you're just knocked out, I'm still trying to recover. So sorry about that.
Oh, man. Is you okay?
Must be nice to get all that sleep.
Well, look, like El Ramey said, glad you guys made it safely, and we're giving Just Terrell MVP for 13 hours of driving. Yes, me too. I'm giving him that MVP. But he was like, oh, man, you know, you're going to have to drive the last 3 hours, and it started raining about 5 hours out from the destination. I'm like, ah, crap.
And I hung tight and just let you sleep. But y'all saw the clip. When I joke about Yanni having coffee, we stopped and probably got coffee 3 different times.
Yeah.
Every time he got coffee and was straight to sleep. And once we got into Houston, I'm just like, Yanni's knocked out. And he wakes up and says something and then just goes right back to sleep. I'm like, what did you say? What? I turned the radio down. I hit him. I'm like, what did you say? Oh, turn over here. And just out. So.
Well, see, that's the problem is that you don't realize, by the way, Pink Butterfly, exactly. Great job, Terrell. But what you don't realize is how hard I fought not to go to sleep. Like, you know, like, no, don't fall asleep here, man, because, you know, you don't want to.
You didn't look like you were trying too hard. You look like a little kid sitting in the front row of church, his head just. Every time I hit a bump, you just.
Hey, out. It was a weekend at Bernie's.
Out. Yeah, I was like, goodness, this dude. You wouldn't wake up if it wasn't for all my pee stops I kept making.
Here's what I noticed. Every time I went to sleep, I'm waking up on an off ramp. I'm like, what the hell? Where are we? Oh. Gotta look over and see your legs just shaking.
Like, I gotta pee. I gotta go. Well, there was one time I almost didn't make it. I was about to be like, hey, give me your empty coffee cup. Look away. Look away.
Oh, my God. By the way, Bodine says, hey, did Tell check out the Noops running the halftime show?
Yeah, I saw that. And what you got to understand as an alpha, you know, you have to be proud of your children. You know, we're the first.
Oh, my God. Here you go.
It's good to see the other ones get some shine. I think that's great. I think that's great. If that's what you got to do, great. As long as you're registered to vote, keep doing this. That's fine. But if you're not registered to vote or adding anything to society, well, at least you can dance.
You know, I'm going to leave you alone on that one.
Thank you, because I spoke facts.
No, not exactly, but we'll leave it at that.
It's all right, eh?
We'll let you keep believing what you want.
Respect your roots. I'm just quoting facts. We're first, then.
Okay.
You guys came around.
So, on another point was Alayla asked us, and I noticed a lot of these conversations going around. Did you enjoy Usher's halftime show? Because I see people say, greatest halftime show. And I think that's people are just victims of the moment, right? And we're going to get to Ready to Love in a second. Just want to make sure we let everybody get in here. But what was it? Where would you rank it? Is it top 5? Is it top 10 in halftime performances? Because it was good, but was it that good?
I would put it in top 5 because there's been many years where it's just kind of like average. I don't really need that. I don't think any halftime show is going to beat Prince playing Purple Rain in the rain. I think that'll always be my number one. But when Usher first came out, I was
even
like,
Michael?
Hey. I think Prince beats Michael.
I'm getting off this live.
But I mean, but it's only because Michael's tainted, right? If Bill Cosby did the halftime show 15 years ago, and then today I'd be like, it's not as good. But I was like, okay, when it first started, I was like, okay, this is cool. But then when he came out on roller skates, I'm like, what can this dude not do? Because I thought that was dope. He had Jackson State's band playing. Mm-hmm. He had the Kappas coming out. So there was a lot of things that were for, I guess, representative of Black history. Mm-hmm. So I thought that he did a really great job. You had, is it her or do you say
HR? Yeah, that's her.
Got it. So her came out. That was good. Alicia Keys performed. I mean, it was good to me. And then
even Alicia off key.
Yeah. But even Little John and Ludacris coming out, I'm like, this is dope. So I really liked it. I'd probably put it top five.
Even with Jermaine Dupri's toddler girls church socks. Yeah, like Nikki B said, what in the Boss Baby did JD have on? Yo, we've seen those. And the memes, as soon as he popped up on stage, the memes were following, right? Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, again, when you make that kind of money, you dress however you want, you do you. Mm-hmm. That's not an outfit I could pull off, but kudos to
JD. Neither could he. And how many people thought Will.i.am was actually Kanye?
Really?
He did kind of look like him when he walked out on stage.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that. But, I mean, overall, it was good. I thought it was a good halftime show. Mm-hmm. Is it Andra Day, the one that sang Lift Every Voice? She was good. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe the backlash around that, but what do you expect? I can't. Yeah, what do you expect? I get it, but I'm just like, that's so dumb. And then even Reba McEntire, that's the first time I've heard a good country version of that song. I mean, she did a great job. So, I mean, I thought the entertainment was really good.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm glad you brought up Reba McEntire. Very talented country singer, legend. Gotta acknowledge that first. That song did not warrant Chris Jones fake crying just for the cameras. He had those tears perfectly timed to drop simultaneously, even though one fell a little shorter than the other. There was nothing soulful about that song to make you cry.
Maybe that's not what he was crying about. I don't think, maybe he wasn't crying because of Reba and the song. Maybe he was thinking about something else. Can't believe I made it this far. Maybe
he's been there already.
Family member, Pat. I don't know. I mean, just... I don't want to assume that's why the dude was crying. I think that's a little bit of a reach.
Well, I mean, he did it at the perfect time for them to catch him on camera. He's like, camera on me, camera on me, camera.
Think he was about to almost have an accident. Like, oh, goodness, coach. I'll be back.
Yeah, we needed him to not play some of those plays in the Super Bowl. I will say that. I mean, elephant in the room. I know my team lost. It's all good, man.
Yes, it is all good that y'all lost. that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay, good. I was going to give you 10 seconds to go ahead and get it out, you know, before we get going.
Nope. Well, okay. I said what I had to say to you on the phone earlier today. I'm good. I don't have to do it publicly. In private, I told you how I felt. So we're good.
That's funny. All right. Debbie, you know what? I got to say, man, she's a proud of my Chiefs. I got to give it up to the Chiefs. They did it. They did it. They definitely did it. Now, before we get started, let's just go ahead and do this real quick. Like Kendra said, make sure to hit that like button. Please, go ahead. You're in here now. Hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, go ahead and subscribe and hit that bell for notifications so you know when we go live. Because, hey, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Yeah, because Love is Blind is about to drop. We still got Married at First Sight later this week. We've got Ready to Love Again. So we got to figure all this out and when we're going to drop all this content because there's a lot of content to come. But in the meantime, let's get to this one. The Pajama Jammy Jam version of Ready to Love. Or as the guys are probably thinking, oh, wait, Freaknik time. Started off the show with the men's lounge. Justin's first time meeting all the guys. And why are all the men acting so insecure? What is wrong with these men?
I don't know. But I mean, I think that's just what it is. They've been peacocking all this time. Now another peacock shows up and they're just like, what the hell is this? LaRon, although, says, hey, I don't think he's any competition to me.
That's because he's the only one that wants Koisha. Kiosha. Whatever her name is.
Koshia.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the only one that wants her. But I just find it funny. You don't look like any competition to me. LeBron thinks very highly of himself, which I think that's good. I think you should have a positive outlook on yourself. You just might need to dial that back just a little bit, though, LeBron. You're a bit much.
Now, when tears should have been shed, one of the guys should have done the Chris Jones and let a tear drop when Tommy let them know that Leyland had left the process.
You yeah, probably would. Well, you know, I already dealt with my emotions of that last week. So, and I think Chaz was disappointed because he thought he had a connection. But you're right. Family comes first. Mm-hmm. I agree with what a lot of people have been saying is that she kind of looked, surveyed the land and was like, I'm good.
She's like, this ain't it.
I'm we good. Have. I wouldn't even wonder if she's got to come for the reunion. But I think she looked around and was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Appreciate it.
If she's coming for the reunion, that means she's sitting with her friends right now. All right. How do I explain my absence?
Which one of y'all want to be with me and say you were sick? Who gonna put it on?
So Tommy announces that they're going to have the pajama jam and the fellas have the power this week. And the one thing I have to ask, are you surprised or are you even disappointed a little bit that Tommy felt the need to tell the fellas, hey, don't none of y'all show up in your drawers now?
I'm not surprised. I feel like you needed to say it just to be on the safe side. Because if we look at that group, Alonzo probably would have came out in some draws.
And oh, he had him on his head.
After watching this episode, I'm like, Jonathan might have came out in some draws. So anyway, I'm glad Tommy said it. And I think he stressed that the focus needs to be on intimacy and chemistry. And so hopefully the guys took that to heart. Mm-hmm. And really tried to dig into the intimacy and chemistry part. Looks like a swing and a miss for quite a few, but that was the goal.
So before we get to the pajama jam, we had a couple of dates, and Alexis and Dominique went for a stretching session, and I realized Dominique and I have something in common. It's obviously not our beards. His is a lot fuller than mine. It's obviously not size. His body's bigger than mine, but we're both not flexible. And that was pretty obvious really quick to everybody.
Yeah. See, so here's my thought when I first saw this. I'm like, okay, interesting date. Then I'm watching the fact that he is far from flexible. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you say yes to this? Because I'm thinking maybe Alexis would say, hey, let's go. You want to come meet to the stretch lab? We can do a date. And he's like, yeah, that sounds cool. But I'm like, why go do something?
Because he wanted to see her stretched out.
Yeah. But I mean, if you know that you can't stretch, then maybe you don't sign up for a stretch date. Do something different. But still, great date. And Dobbs said that he's glad he didn't have any milk because I guess he'd have got a little gassy.
Hey, and the woman stretching him was like, me too, damn it. He's like, oh, she's already heard that before. I'm sure it's happened before. No. Not from you, brother.
Now, do you think that they purposely put the guy with Alexis and the girl
with
Dominic?
Yes, of course.
Dominic wouldn't be comfortable with the guy stretching him out?
Yeah. Think about it. They started off with some inappropriate jokes. Like, oh, she's like, I finally got you laying down on the first date. And then he's like, well, you know, you at least can tell I'm not accustomed to having my legs up in there. Yeah. Like, yo.
I just wonder if that's why. Like, have you gotten a massage before, right? Mm-hmm. Would you get a massage by a male masseuse?
I've never had to make that decision. So, yeah, I'm good.
I've had both, and I'm just like, I don't care because it's just a massage. There's nothing crazy. Right. It's not the special massage places. It's just a
until he's
massage.
Like, are you ready for the happy ending? Yeah. Whoa.
I don't know how I deal with that. All right, dog, turn over. Let me get some oil. I'll be right back.
Hey, break out the lube.
you like Usher, dog? I'm going to turn a little Usher on if you don't mind.
That would change everything. That would change everything. Oh, my God. Hey, shout out to Councilman Ibrahim, who says, like, subscribe, and hit the bell for notifications. Yes, and thank you very much for that super chat.
Yes,
definitely appreciate that donation. Yo, Dorica says, yo, please stop. Ravine says, ew. Yeah, hey, exactly. But you know what? From the mind of Terrell. Sorry, I apologize for him.
Sorry, my bad. Cross the line.
Here's the thing that came out of this, though. Alexis says she's looking for a long-term love, kind of like her grandparents. Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing I noticed. a lot of women who are single later say that same thing, right? I'm looking for that long-term love like this. Like, my grandparents were married for 60 years. Okay. But when you ease it up there, are you still looking for that same 60 years?
I think it's conceptually that, right, that's what they're looking for.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a whole lot that her grandparents went through to make it to 60 years. You might not want to go through all those things. And it's a different era. But, you know, I think conceptually that's what she's looking for. What I thought was very interesting was Dom's response to that.
Right.
Because he said that words, pretty much words of affirmation, doesn't mean much to him. That when he grew up, they didn't say how they loved each other.
Right.
They just showed it through actions. Right. So he's an act of service. But, and there's nothing wrong being an act of service, but I think that's something that's huge. I think a lot of times, especially in a lot of the Black communities, we don't do that enough when right. we're young, talk about how much we love each other and all that mm-hmm. type of stuff. And I think it's okay to say that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering how that would, because I don't know what her love language is, if she needs the words, but I just thought that was interesting. He's like, I don't really say all that. I just show it. And that's cool.
It's actually kind of sad that we are not surprised to hear him say that and say, well, my daddy never told me this, right? I think that is kind of sad. We're accustomed to hearing that. And it's to the point that nobody's shocked when you hear that. So we weren't shocked when he said that. We're like, okay, yeah, okay, of course. But what'd you think about when Alexis said it reminds her of her dad?
Her dad. Yeah. That's when I was like, oh, damn it, Dominique's got her. Well, whatever.
Yeah, you would think that. But then they both acknowledge, hey, you're cool. You're cool. Sounds like a friendship. That's all it is.
Well, I think they had a good date. I mean, they have some chemistry. I think it's you're cool as in let's see what we can build off of this. I think there's mm-hmm. could be something there. Don't know if it's going to be a full match because we know that she also likes a couple of the other folks. But I still thought they had a overall good date. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm feeling hopeful for them.
Well, yeah, let's hope so. Raveen says, by the way, speaking about this whole, you know, not saying I love you, she said, I changed that narrative with my children, thus forcing my parents and older relatives to say it. Yeah, because you know what? That's what you have to do. You have to be the change. Like, right. The change shouldn't only be, well, I'm the first in my family to do this. Well, you can be the first in the family to say I love you, too. It's cool. And so that's good to hear. Back to the masseuse just real quick. Nikki B says, a male masseuse groped my boobs. I was too relaxed to care at that point. And so, Terrell, if the male masseuse accidentally groped your...
boobs?
Your bob.
Well, I don't go completely naked. I keep my underwear on. So if he gropes that with my underwear on, that's a bit of a reach. But I've never had
literally,
that situation.
Literally, a reach.
Yeah, yeah, that's a huge reach, but I've never had that
situation. Oh, it's not that huge. Stop it. Don't be telling this lie to these people.
Yeah. I've never had that situation. I don't have I trust that these are professionals. I'm not worried about getting mm-hmm. groped by a male masseuse. And sometimes when you need a deep tissue massage, sometimes that stronger guy is good to get in those muscles. And really work, you know, this is where I keep all my stress, right up in here. Sometimes they're better at it. So I'm like, yeah, they'll ask me, do you prefer a male or female? I'm like, who's available? I'm totally open.
You like when that man gets deep and works you. I got you. Sorry. I know. I'm 10 years old. I know.
Yeah. 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 That's fine.
Next date before the pajama jam was Vanessa and Mr. Confident himself, LaRon. And obviously, LaRon did not pick this paddleboard yoga date. Obviously.
Okay. So, again, why do a date activity you are not comfortable with? Mm-hmm. If you have no business doing... First of all, LaRon doesn't look like he's ever done regular yoga, let alone yoga on the water. So
he looks like he hasn't done water either.
No. Hasn't any of that. So I'm like, why not just say, hey, that's an interesting idea, Vanessa. Tell you what, why don't we do an activity date where we can go for a walk? I know this nice hiking trail in Fort Worth. We can go do that. Don't
what
go
if
out
she
there.
She likes it.
It's not about what. I'm not saying that you don't do what she likes. My point is, you're in a competition, and a bunch of other guys are trying to pursue maybe the same girl you're going after. Why not bring your best self and play to your strengths,
or show your vulnerable side?
No, not in the competition. You don't do that.
Dorica agrees with you because she's like, Laurent looked like a toddler trying to take his first step.
Yeah. Because I'm like this. I think that there is a small percentage of women that are still going to find him cute and attractive when he's struggling and look like he's about to drown in water that goes up to his chest. So there could be that one girl that's like, oh, he's cute, he's trying. But that's not, if Vanessa looks like she's done yoga, water yoga before, she's not going to be impressed.
He needed to be out there with Brandy because Brandy's like, I kept shouting, Laurent, use your core.
He doesn't have it. He doesn't have a core.
He has a lot of core.
His core is filled with alcohol and wings and catfish.
But look, didn't Vanessa get a little overconfident that she slipped and busted her chin on the board too?
Well, you're going to. Like, have you ever done stand-up paddle boarding?
No.
Okay, you're going to fall. That just happens. But there's a difference of stand-up paddle boarding compared to trying to go into Warrior One, Warrior Two on a paddleboard on the water. You are going to fall. If you want to get in the water, go kayaking.
Right.
You don't need to use your core to do this. You're just chilling on the water. Just relaxing. You can be in shape, out of shape. Doesn't matter. Everybody can kayak. Go do that. But don't sign up to do something that's going to make you look like an ass. And that's really what happened. I'm like, Laurent, you looked. And you saw he had his gold watch on.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what are you doing?
But let's be honest. That's not what made him look like an ass. That made him look vulnerable, right? Made him look unathletic. What made him look like an ass is after bragging that you're Mr. Wednesday through Sunday, getting mad when she says, well, a lot of the girls think you're a party boy. How are you mad? You set the narrative.
He did say that multiple times, and then he gets mad about it.
Yeah,
come on. And I get why he goes out all the time, and it's his fault. This is the narrative, but he should have explained it more. I work from home.
Yeah,
and so if I work from home 5 days a week, I want to get out of the house.
I get it.
Now he describes it. Right. Yes. He describes it like he's going out partying, and maybe it's just I'm going to meet some friends. Mm-hmm. I might have one beer and some wings, but that's about it. You know, it's not like I'm out there turning up, although he did say I turn up.
Yes, he did.
Wednesday through Sunday. And I'm trying to find someone to give me a reason not to. So I think that they're definitely not a match because he's not a good match for someone with kids.
Right.
He needs to find somebody single with no kids or someone that doesn't ever want to have kids. And then he could still maintain his lifestyle. But I think they both walked away realizing like, yeah, it's a no. For me, dog.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
Well, we get to the pajama party, right? And your favorite, Koshia, has said, hey, I want all the smoke.
Of course
I'm coming ready for the smoke. I got my peace pipe. I broke it, and it's just a pipe.
Of course
I'm ready to whoop somebody's ass with it.
Yeah. You can take a woman out the hood. Can't take the hood out the woman. That's just who she is. That's why she's on the show to bring the drama.
She's all talk. Let me tell you something. When she tried that in the lounge, and Alexis was like, oh, is that what you really want to do? Come here. She got up and cried her way out off the set quickly before Alexis said, well, let me come to you then.
Well, she's all talk. You know, I think you're right. She could be all talk, but then all that crying that she does, but she's the drama.
She is.
And so I didn't expect anything less from her when she said that.
Well, so Alexis was there, and of course, we get to see her paired off with Jonathan, who decides to cut to the chase. He's like, look, man, look, I like you. I just want to put it out there. I like you.
It reminded me of that Boondocks episode. I like you, and I want you. We can do this the hard way, or we can do this the easy way. So, I mean, good for him for shooting his shot. She's trying to find out, is there more to him? Because he seems very serious and reserved.
Right.
And I probably would have agreed until I happened to see that little brand on his arm. I'm like, oh, no. He's not reserved. We're about to see him, see the cue come out. And lo and behold, we do later. But he said that, you know, I'm a wild boy and I can get wild. And so I'm like, well.
She tried to paint him as this goody two shoes, and he's like, yo, he had his sleeves rolled up so she could see the brand, and she's still like,
yeah,
you know, so is it, we'll get to that later, because We'll get to that later, because we definitely got to get to him on that before. But Mika was out there, and she was hanging with Dominique, right?
Right.
And let's be honest, when Mika was sitting there, I know I'm not the only one. I thought she was about to fly away. Every time she blinked, she was about to take off.
You might not be the only one, but I didn't catch that at all. But yeah, Mika just doesn't come across like she has much substance to her. Mm. You know, and so, yeah, I mean, to me, Dom seems really serious about the process, and he really knows what he's looking for. I think Mika's just there, you know, and I think that the guys probably see that too, but she just seems like she's just there. There's not much that she has to offer. And then, you know, Dom has been saying from the beginning that he wants to have 10 kids if he can, and she's done, right? She has an 18-year-old and a 6-year-old, you know, the garage door is closed.
Yeah.
Happening.
We find out that she's had her first child when she was 18, right? So, and of course, Dominic, like you said, he wants kids. Well, here's the thing about this, though. And I'm not a big Mika fan, but the one thing I can say I like about Mika, she is very upfront with everybody from the very beginning. Hey, I'm not having any more kids. Plain and simple. And she's upfront telling them that. Like, see, I got one. Then I made sure they were babysitting age, and I had another one.
I need to have somebody to watch my little one when I get flued out. When I get flued out with celebrities. Yeah, I mean, she seems like she's looking for someone that's going to, like, just take care of her. Mm-hmm. And once she says that she doesn't want any children, I think Dom, you know, was like, hey, I don't think it's going to work. But I thought it was weird when Dom said, I still want to, you know, peel back some layers and see what's there. Why?
Because he's trying to, what he said was, and I think you missed it, he said, I want to peel back those pajamas and see what's there.
No, I caught it. I'm like, why do you want to peel anything back? You want kids. She doesn't. Leave her alone. Go find your joy.
He's like, we got to practice. Practice?
But, I mean, to me, that's what that came across. Like, well, I want to peel back some layers. You just want to see what it's like.
See, Kendra agrees.
Yeah.
Dom's trying to smash. He's like, yo, the way you batting them eyelashes at me and you know, you fanning me with your eyelashes, I might as well try and get some.
Yeah. Dom is looking at her like a Honda Pilot. I don't really want to buy one, but I just want to drive it a couple times.
Like one of them new Ford Broncos?
Yeah.
Just, you know, it's an interesting look. I'll drive it a time or two.
I just want to know what the ride feels like. Let me just, this is bucket seats? Oh, goodness.
The headlights.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah.
After a couple times around the block, all right then, here's the keys. I don't want to buy it. I'm good.
There's no room for baby seats back here. Yeah. Oh, snap. Well, look, your girl, Koshia, that's the name, yeah, my bad, I'm sorry. I can't get past it. Once Alexis called her, Koshia, I can't get past it. She's there with Justin and tells Justin that, you know, I told the girls that you're cute, but we need to put some more weight on you.
Why?
That's something the old people always used to say. Well, you need some weight. You need to eat.
Okay, here's what I thought. And I'll probably get attacked for this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mm. If you thick, slightly big or whatever, and you're dating, you meet a guy who's like, he's into working out. He's a freaking PE instructor. So this is what he does for a living. Why do you want to fatten him up? Let him be him and you be you, or you try to get on his level. But why would you make someone else get big? I just don't understand that. I need to fatten you up. She was trying to get him to gain like 20 something pounds.
Yeah. She's like, you see LaRon over there? He's my top choice. You need to look like him. I know you got an abs and abs. I'm just speaking like she would. You need to look like him. That's what you need to look like.
Yeah, no, you don't need to fatten him up. You don't need to have someone else. Y'all can both have two CPAP matching CPAP machines together trying to breathe, eating. Let it go.
Yo, thank you, Tracy. She's already trying to change him. Red flag immediately. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. my wife is the first woman that didn't try to change me. Until we walked down the aisle.
She still hasn't got you to eat vegetables, but she has some work to do on how you eat fried chicken, but that's another story.
Hey, leave me alone, man. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Melissa says she likes big guys.
And that's great.
Me too.
If you like big guys, then date big guys. But don't take a guy who is thin and say, you know what, I like you, but I'm just going to make you bigger.
he's not framed for that. He's not big boned.
Yeah, he's not built for that. Let him alone. That was just weird to go. Imagine on the reverse. Imagine if a guy went to the woman, you know, you're cute, but I'm going to have to get you to lose about 30 pounds. I'll work on you. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah, we get crucified for that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that would be crazy. Like, hey, you're cute, but I'm going to have to do some work with you to get you down about 20, 30 pounds. You know what I mean? We'll do some workouts together.
And where are we going on our second date?
Disrespectful, yeah.
Where are we going on our second date?
Mad greens. Where are we going tomorrow night? Mad greens. We're going to keep getting you some salads.
I would take you to Planet Fitness, but they serve pizza and donuts, so no.
Yeah, no, you're gonna eat this quinoa. It's good. Put some hot sauce on it.
Yeah, you know what irritated me, man, was this guy right here, Will. I mean, not because of the shirt that he's wearing that if you're watching on YouTube, you see, but because he was on his Inspector Gadget name, and Cagney and Lacey, you know, he was on his bad boys, what you gonna do mission to try and figure out who said he was sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, so he's trying to do his own little investigation, and I like how he did it. He said, if I ask the question, based on their reaction, that's going to tell me who did it.
That was smart.
Smart, true.
Yeah.
And he just walked, and then boom, he hits Patrice.
Yeah.
And Patrice is like, yeah, you did say that. I didn't say that. And then the way he got so defensive made me feel like, yeah, you did say that. And the way that Patrice took it was correct. But here's where I lost it all for Will. Now, I'm a multimillionaire. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you're a multimillionaire, you're not on Ready to Love. Now, if you're a real estate developer and you own properties that total at least $2 million or more, you're still not a multimillionaire. So stop it. I mean, in Dallas, that could be two houses that could come up to $2 million. So True. Just because you own two houses don't make you a multimillionaire.
Right.
But why would you say something like that? And yeah, I think Will is a scam. I really think he's a total scam. The way he acted during this, I'm not buying anything about this guy.
Now, here's the thing about this, though, right? Because I know Patrice is your girl. And I agree with you. Will is a scam, that whole multimillionaire thing, BS. But Patrice, she gets mad now at Alexis and is like, you know, I know she told him it was me. She didn't.
Right.
Again, jumping off the deep end, into the pool, not looking. There's no water in there. That's not what was done, right? But because he comes back, now she did say somebody said this, but what she didn't say was who said it. That's why he was, as everybody said in the chat, Columbo.
But if you said it, you said it.
Yeah.
And just own it, right? Like I tell my, you know, you hear that phrase, dance like nobody's watching. So I tell my team, yeah, dance like nobody's watching. Email like it's going to be read in deposition. If you said it,
I like
own
that.
It. And like, yeah, I said this. So if you said that about Will, be like, yeah, I said it. And?
Yeah.
And let him be mad at you. Who cares if Alexis told him?
She did own it, though. She did say. And right. We found out. And I think maybe he just, there was a misunderstanding in that conversation, right? A miscommunication in there. And he could have simply, maybe he was working on a house that was across town. He's like, man, I'm just going to pull out a sheet and sleep here because I ain't driving back across town.
Could be.
And maybe she didn't hear that I ain't driving back across town part.
Yeah. Could be. But here's the deal. If Will was really about all that, he wouldn't even care what Patrice
said. At all.
He'd be like, well, that's what she thinks. I'm going to move on.
Exactly. Now, that is it. That's how you know that multimillionaire was BS. Yeah.
Yeah. If that's the case, just look at what people say about me in the comments on YouTube. I'm like, I'm not upset about it. I'm not going to try to defend it. You think whatever you want.
Yeah.
But for the way Will handled that, I think Will is full of crap.
Indeed. I agree with you there. Next, we see the picture booth getting some use with Maya, her waist trainer, and her new basketball coach, William. They look comfortable.
They do. They do. And I'm not even going to say that. That's inappropriate. not going to do it.
When you say you're not going to do it, we're just going to move on. So, yeah. Mika, I'm not even going to push. We're on a roll already. Let's not do that. Mika and Justin. Mika is, she's like, oh, you know, well, he gives off goofy, but, you know, then it seems like he got some points when he was like, yeah, well, you know, I've kind of made peace with not having kids. Now, you don't believe it when a woman says it. Do you believe him when he says it?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
Whatever. I never said that.
You did.
No, I didn't say that. What I said was, go ahead. He said, in this scenario you're saying, I want children. What about you? And she says, well, I'm okay if I do, okay if I don't. That's what I said is the wrong thing, because you don't want kids. Mm-hmm. If you're talking to a guy who really wants them, look at Dominique and Mika, mm-hmm. right? With Justin, or we should call him the one, mm-hmm. Neo. I thought that was there. Mika was asking him, I can't recall you remind me of. He goes, oh, I'm Neo. And she goes, is that your name, Neo? And he was like, no, like from the Matrix, I'm the one. And I was like, okay, that's funny, but that totally went over Mika's head.
Are you surprised?
No, I'm not. Okay. But I think Justin needs to be honest and say, okay, I get it. You would like to have kids. Mm-hmm. You're at peace if you don't. And it's great to say you want to be a stepdad, but there's a whole lot that comes to that, Justin. Mm-hmm. And so be sure that's what you want. But again, I don't see what Mika brings to the table.
Oh boy, here you go.
Besides mouths to feed. So like, I just don't see what she brings to for anyone else.
One's about to move out the house. It's okay. It's only one mouth. And well,
they still got to eat, right? And I'm just like, I don't see what she brings to a relationship to say, I don't want to have any more kids. So either she needs to meet a guy who already has his kids and they can like merge families. But for a guy like Justin, like, what do you gain mm-hmm. from being with Mika besides extra plates and silverware that you're going to need on the table?
Okay, so she says her oldest is about to be 18 and her youngest is 6, right? Right. And he's like, okay, which one? So the boy is 6. So he's like, oh, okay. Cool. And he seemed almost genuinely excited, like, okay, so I get to raise a boy. If we make this work, I get to raise a boy. Well, here's the problem. He's 6. And you know what them old folks always told you? Whatever they are by the time they 7 is what they gonna be. That means you had nothing, no input in what that child is gonna become. And you're gonna have to deal with everything that happened from her getting flued out and him being at home with his older sister. You have to deal with that.
But you're also forgetting the 6-year-old's dad. Now, the 6-year-old's dad was in the military, was lost.
He's black.
In the
war. He's probably not there anyway.
Yeah. I mean, you know, died in the war. He's not there. Maybe he's passed or something. That's totally different. If the 6-year-old's dad's involved, mm-hmm. you're not raising anything. Mm-hmm. All your job is to provide extra food at the table for this dude, the 6-year-old, but you're not raising him. The dad is. And so if the dad's involved, you don't have a say so. And so Justin's going to have to realize that if you got to date a Mika, you got to understand that.
Right. There's that too. There is that. Well, as we move past them and get to this mess right here, boy, LaRon gets a little mad seeing Koshia flirting with all these other guys. And he gets in his feels. Like, he's just like, ugh.
Yeah, LaRon had a little sand in his vagina, huh? That's what I call it.
Haven't heard you say that in a while.
I know. Got a little sand in your vagina there, LaRon. You're just a little sensitive. I mean, dude, it's a show. It's a competition. It's a dating reality show. She can't only smile in your face. She's supposed to be engaged in other people. The only difference is the other ladies aren't interested in LaRon. So he doesn't have anyone else to really talk to. So he's sitting there just like...
Well... To his point, though, one of the things he was saying is that she said she has no connection with any of these guys, yet she's smiling, flirting. But here's the part that he's missing. She's got to do this so she doesn't get voted out. If it's one thing we've learned from watching this stupid shows at times, it's the rules. And that's the only reason I call the show stupid, is because the rules are idiotic. You make a connection and you're like, I'm focusing on my connection because I'm ready to love, as the show is called. And you can get voted off because you're ignoring all the other folks instead of flirting and doing what real people do when they're feeling somebody and focus on that person.
Right. And he acted like an utter child, because once she eventually came up and, hey, can I talk to you? He went up to, she was talking to Jonathan. So mm-hmm. he goes up and steals her away. So she tried to put it on. No, don't touch me. I'm just like, what's your deal?
Right.
Why are you acting like this? And you're being this jealous. It's rude. And I think because LaRon is so full of himself, mm-hmm. that he thinks that he's God's gift. And I shouldn't have to chase. I shouldn't put an effort because I'm LaRon. And mm-hmm. maybe that's what his dating experiences have been like. But that's also why he's on the show. So
hey, he's Mr. Wednesday to Sunday. Still can't get it.
Yeah. You've been out 4 or 5 nights a week and still come up empty.
Now, here's the thing. They're there. Then people just start popping up at the table for them. Right. Like Chaz and Vanessa pop up. Then all of a sudden, Jonathan and Maya join the conversation. And Maya calls him a party boy. And he goes in full flirt mode. And this was really and truly just him trying to make her feel, your favorite saying, some kind of way.
Well, he already said he felt some kind of way. And I'm like, ugh, there it goes. But yeah, he goes into full flirt mode with Maya. And, you know, there's something about boundaries that mm-hmm. I think guys have to understand. I don't like how guys try to like put their hands over, manhandle a woman. Like the way he was playing with Maya, I'm like, that's cool if y'all really know each other that well. Mm-hmm. But you don't know her like that. And you don't need to do that. But you should be focused on Koshia. If that's your connection, let Maya say whatever you want. Apparently, everyone thinks you're a party boy, but Koshia still.
I did it. Yes. Yeah,
Koshia still likes you. So focus on Koshia.
Now he's
let
mad
Maya
at her.
Say whatever she wants.
He's in his feelings. And Maya looks better. So he's like, well, let me see something here, right? Even though Nikki B says Maya was being messy. Was she just saying what all the women said? She just made a joke. I thought she was being playful, not messy.
She made a joke based on what LaRon has established.
You're about to say LeBron, weren't you?
No. Almost said Lamar. But based on what LaRon established about himself.
He was acting like him.
She made a joke. But I mean, he could just totally laughed it off and went back to focusing on Koshia, because you're in a serious conversation mm-hmm. with this girl that you're supposedly interested in. That's your number one.
Yeah.
Someone else comes up and says this. You totally disregard her to go focus and be playful with that conversation. LaRon was wrong. He should have stayed focused on Koshia.
Especially since they were having a serious conversation. But, you know,
right.
The thing is, they're having a serious conversation, but he's already upset. And he's just like, you know what? This is it. I'm gonna pout now. And he's in his pouty mode. And so when Maya came along and made the comment to him, because remember, Vanessa and Chaz sat down, they didn't say anything. But they were all up in the conversation like this. You know, Chaz was literally whispering in Koshia's ear what to say.
Now you gotta tell him this.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you gotta tell him this.
Ray V says though, Maya, because she said, remember, people were saying that Maya was being messy. I'm like, she wasn't. She saw they were talking. So did Chaz and Vanessa, and they sat down first.
Yeah, it's to me, regardless of who sat down at the table, LaRon was in control of that moment. He should have been focused on Koshia. Instead, he decides to leave. You know, he reminded me, you ever tell like a little kid sitting at the kitchen at the dinner table, you mm-hmm. know what? Go to bed. Go mm-hmm. to your room. It's just crying and walking off. That's what LaRon looked like, just grinning, go outside. Be in my feelings. Because she hurt my feelings. Why don't she like me? Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely lost it all. And Chaz was like, all right, let me go ahead and big bro this dude real quick, because he's about to mess this up, because we need him to keep her occupied so we could get her out of our hair. So he goes over to talk. Chaz goes to talk to LaRon and is just really trying to spit some game, you know, from the, as the elder statesman on the show, he's trying to spit some game to him.
And what I thought, what Chaz said, I thought was really powerful and was mm-hmm. really good, is that, you know, you cannot be dismissive mm-hmm. and listen mm-hmm. at the same time. And LaRon was, but she's saying BS. I'm dismissing the BS, but I'm still listening. No, you're not listening.
Yeah.
And Chaz was trying to say, look, I was like that before. And this is why I'm single, because mm-hmm. I did these things.
That's why I'm a grandpa.
If you keep doing
single.
This, you're going to be 40 something single, hoping to go on a show too. Mm-hmm. Change. And I think that's a valid point for a lot of men, not just black men, but a lot of men. We have to do a better job sometimes of listening. And not just getting mad at what they're saying and just saying, hey, disregarding their feelings or whatever else. That's not how you build a relationship.
You know, it's when you say tell people, stop being defensive. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm not being defensive. I'm just pointing out that sometimes it's okay to just stop, listen, yeah, and say, okay. And then walk away from the situation and reevaluate. You know, yeah, like Lucy B saying, Chaz was the knight in shining armor. Who cares that he was showcasing? He definitely was. He was like, let me show y'all how good I am at this.
He's like, hey, Vanessa, check this out. Look around. You're being dismissive. Did you hear that? You're being dismissive. And you can't listen when you're being dismissive. Babe, did you catch that? Did you catch what I said? That's good shit, right? All right, I'll be over in a little bit.
Yeah, what, Kendra, why you say Chaz is a clown? I don't get that. I thought he was spitting good game. Even Justin came over and backed him up in what he was saying. So, I mean, you know.
But he's right. But still. I truly believe that if a girl's crying over you, she likes you. Mm-hmm. She's right now, she could be crying because I think she is probably a little crazy. But maybe that was it. But
she's crying because she cries all the time.
She's crying. She feels something for you. She feels some type of way about you is why she's crying. So focus on that instead of, you know, being this little crybaby that he is.
So finally, we get away from this crying session and we get to truth or sexy. Dominic sets up the rules and you're like, oh boy, this is about to be a mess. And let's just get to the challenges. Chaz challenges Patrice, who picks the truth. And Chaz then, of course, and this is probably why she did say that Chaz was being a clown, because he's like, hey, who's the sexiest here?
Yeah. This was his peacock in next episode right here. This is where Chaz is just, look at me. Look at me.
Yo, that was funny. Then Koshia, she chooses truth and admits that LaRon is her top connection. But was it really with confidence?
It was with confidence. It was just when he said that, is he the Don? Is he your top choice? She was just like, wait a minute. He's my top choice, but he ain't no Don.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's probably what she was doing.
I think she was also doing this and said, like, hey, guys, you still may have a chance. Keep me on the show. Look, again, there's a woman that's getting kicked off the show this week. They know that, right? And so all the women they got to talk to everybody. They got to be social. Butterflies, right? Well, right. Maya then chooses sexy. And Mika tells her, hey, go ahead and throw that thing in a circle. If anybody was going to tell somebody else to throw that thing in a circle, it was going to be Mika telling somebody to do it. That was just so Mika. I knew it was going to happen. And she said, throw it in a circle for the person you're least connected with. And Justin gets that weak-ass lap dance.
Yeah. Mika's looking at her, girl, we can get fluid out together. Need you on my squad.
Well, Will gets challenged to kiss the feet of his top connection. And of course, everybody knew who he was going to pick, including she knew who he was going
to
pick.
Right. He goes straight to Alexis. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was funny how Alexis said, it surprises me that he picked the foot with the Band-Aid on it. Because I thought he was going to suck toes. I thought he was going to really cross the line, but he didn't. But then also, Jonathan let us know that all he did was like, well, boom. He didn't actually kiss her feet.
That's because Jonathan, when they're like, all right, go kiss the feet. Hey, you want me to do it? I'll do it. Hey, tag me in, dog. Yeah.
I'm not going for the foot with the Band-Aid on it, though. I'm going to be like, ooh, this one.
Hey, Ray Bean says we know Terrell hates feet.
No.
I want to say, do you hate feet?
I've never said that. That's Yanni that has feet problems.
No. I don't have feet problems. I love pretty feet.
Pretty feet. But if your feet are busted, Yanni, even in college, meet a girl and her feet are bad. He wouldn't even date her.
Yeah.
Because her feet were jacked up.
Yeah.
I have no issue with feet. Yeah, I'm not taking selfies of people's feet. I'm like,
I'm not taking selfies of people's feet either, but you ain't ripping up my sheets. Tearing up my good carpet? Hell no. And Derek, I'm with you, man, because it kind of gets a little... I'll tell you what. I used to be the whole thing about I like pretty feet, and people took it just a whole nother level. I don't even say that anymore because, one, I'm married. But let's just get that clear. But Derek is like, I don't want to hear about these folks' foot fetishes. I feel you.
I don't know why they do this either. But again, this was the game. Mm-hmm. So then now it goes to Jonathan.
Mr. Inappropriate.
Mr.
We got Mr. Wednesday through Sunday. We got Mr. Inappropriate.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say everybody that represents this organization acts like this. Mm. All I am saying is there's a stereotype.
All the ones you do know. No, ma'am.
There's a stereotype of this organization of things that they do. And Jonathan did not disappoint. So, yeah, they said, whisper in, you know, who's your top choice, and whisper some sweet nothings in her ear. So he goes and sits in front of Alexis and really inappropriately pulls her and makes her straddle him. I thought he crossed the line with how we did that. But then again, I saw the brand. I'm like, well, this is kind of on brand with this group. Again, not all of them. I don't think we have any people in this organization that follow our show. So I'm not trying to say all of them, but I'm saying y'all are kind of known for stuff like this. I think that Jonathan crossed the line, and I thought it was really inappropriate what he did. I don't think it helped Alexis like him anymore. In fact, I think it might have turned her off. And I'm glad the other guys eventually saw that Alexis didn't like it and intervened and separated him.
Tehu says he def crossed the line. Nikki B's giving him an excuse. He was drunk. At the same time, she also says, these men reminded me to renew my conceal and carry. And Melissa says, it was very inappropriate. And CJ, you off the chain, says, the one time Jonathan lowers his shoulders, and this is what he does, Manute Bowl gone wild.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah. No, it was inappropriate. I think he crossed the line with that
he
one.
Did.
So I'm glad that it got broken up. And I'm just like, Jonathan. I mean, I was thinking highly of Jonathan throughout a lot of this. And then all of a sudden this side of him came out. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, you know what? She said he seemed too reserved. And she said she wanted to see the other side of him. And he's like, who let the dogs out? Roof, roof, roof.
Well, but there's roof, a roof. Difference of reserved and rapey. He went way too far.
Oh, he crossed the line.
Just right.
When Will is coming up to Alexis after and going, are you okay? You sure?
Yeah.
That tells you you've gone too far.
Yeah. Yeah. And she didn't want that. But again, cameras are on or whatever. He's picked her. She's probably, and again, I'm not trying to assume what women would be thinking in the situation, but for women that I've talked to that have been through something similar or been inappropriate dudes, you feel stuck. And so if you're sitting there, the camera's on you, and you're in this room, you don't want to make a big scene on TV. But if there's no cameras, this was just out in the street, he probably would have got a left hook.
Well, unless it was, Freaknik back in the day, because that's who should have really been nervous. People would always talk about, oh, the women are nervous about the Freaknik videos. No, the guys should have been, because they should all be brought up on charges and all the stuff they were doing back then. Chrissy says it was very inappropriate, and she didn't want that. And Miriam is pointing out something to us. Side note, this happened to the same person who told Koshia, that men know who to play with.
Yeah. And that's a good point, Miriam. I'm not knocking it. But I think in this situation, I don't think he knew that he could get away with that. He just did something that was highly inappropriate and thought it was just going to get laughed off, which I don't think he in this moment realizes how he crossed the line.
Right. Melissa says he does not get a pass because he's a cute. And Sassy Divine says, I think when he sobers up, he will regret it. This doesn't seem to be his normal behavior. He's been smooth and low-key this whole time.
Yeah, but alcohol tells the truth sometimes. This is who you really are right here.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully, we'll see if he recovers from this in next week's episode, because he's not getting voted off since the guys have the power. But I hope that there's a moment on camera that he apologizes to Alexis for that. I think she deserves and is owed a public apology on camera, because that was just really inappropriate.
Not an Alonzo apology, a real apology. Luckily, Tommy showed up, so it couldn't go any further, and we couldn't get any more very uncomfortable moments. So he shows up, calls him in, and let's go deliberate. And who you feeling? And we see the showdown about to happen between Jonathan and Will, boy, because Jonathan says Alexis, of course. Will, like, whatever. Then Will says Alexis. It's like, you know, this was all the groups. Jonathan, Will, Dominic, Alexis, she's my top.
Well, but I think that out of the three, I think Dominic's a better option. Mm-hmm. And I don't think notice how Jonathan and Will didn't say anything to Dominic. Mm-hmm. You know, they're more just kind of going at each other, mm-hmm. which is dumb. Because at the end of the day, it's Alexis's choice who she right. wants. You tried, you shot your shot, it didn't work out. She picked someone else. Now you got to move on.
But she likes Will.
Well, I don't know. Well, because he's a multimillionaire. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't like a guy like Will? Dude's balling. You know, he's just on the show for shits and giggles, right? He didn't need to be here.
Oh, my God. Of course, we know Chaz wasn't going to waver. Even though he liked his dates and his conversations with other people, he's still on Vanessa. And Alonzo says Patrice still.
Yoga. Of course. He still likes Patrice. He thinks that they have good chemistry. I'm thinking, honestly, I get more of a friend vibe, like brother-sister mm-hmm. vibe between those two. I think maybe what Patrice is feeling, but I could be wrong.
You know, some of these were pretty obvious. Like William says Maya, LaRon says Koshia, Justin said Mika. Were you surprised at that one?
I think he had to pick somebody. Because he didn't fight hard to keep her.
Yeah.
Right? So... He had to name somebody. He didn't want to jump on the Alexis train.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a connection with Vanessa, so he still has time to meet people.
Yeah.
But I think he just threw her name out there just because. But the funny thing is, when Tommy's asking who you're not feeling,
yeah,
seems like no one is feeling Mika.
Yo, it started off on the Mika hate train, boy. Chaz, William, Jonathan, they all were like, get her out of here. Flew her out somewhere.
Yeah, she flew her out someplace else. Yeah, nobody was feeling that. I mean, LaRon said Alexis, but Alexis is not going to get voted out because LaRon doesn't like
and her. Will say, I know you lying. Yeah. Yo, you know? The funny thing is, I know you lying. And he's like, yo, no, I don't have a connection with her.
Right.
Which I don't blame him. That was the question asked. So, Will, why are you getting defensive? Because you feeling her? And then it felt like Will decided to go back. It was like, well, Koshia, dude. Y'all are supposed to, I know it's a competition, but that's not how you win this.
Yeah. Just shows the maturity of the guy. It's a show. So they wind up narrowing it down. It's Koshia and Mika in the hot seat. And Will says that Koshia has been talking a lot of trash about the guy, saying, you know, these guys don't have any money. They don't have any emotions. And I'm like, with the Koshia that I've seen, mm-hmm. I kind of believe him.
Yeah.
So you're saying that.
Well, think about it. When Alonzo said the person he's not feeling is Koshia, and he's like, you know, and even when I apologize to stop it, you crossed the line, buddy.
Yeah. 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 Alonzo, there's no coming back from what you did. Like, that was wrong. Choked or spanked, you were wrong, no matter what.
Hands down. Now, here's the interesting thing. Tommy decided, you know what? There's not enough drama here already. After all the BS that just happened in this pajama jam, there's not enough drama. Let me have Mr. Multimillionaire do all the talking at this elimination. And he sends Will out, which, of course, your girl, Koisha. Kiosha. My bad. Koshia. Had so much to say about being called out to the front.
Well, remember in elementary school when the teacher had asked you to stand up and read in front of everybody.
Yeah.
That's what Will sounded like to me.
Okay.
Like he was struggling.
Hold up. He wasn't struggling. He had it well thought out. He goes, well, here are the good things. On the negative side, here's what it is. And I like the fact he gave, what'd you say? Give him a what sandwich when you're talking to employees?
Feedback sandwich?
Yeah. You know, he did it. He gave the positive. And on the other hand, here's the BS you've been giving us too.
Yeah. Well, he did. But I like how Koshia was making fun. Of course, they're going to get him with what'd she say about his chain?
Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, was it fake?
Yeah. Mr. Multimillionaire. So he comes out and, you know, they go through all the drama. And of course, Koshia is just sitting there just kind of smiling like, you know, she wants to go crazy, but she can't. But mm-hmm. she's going to bring it next week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Mika, I'm sure, was just like, it's all right. I already got people in my DMs ready to flew me out to someplace else.
So who do you think is going to go? Because they left us on a cliffhanger. Who gets left behind?
Come on, it's easy. Mika, she's going to get dropped. No, none of the guys are feeling her. So there's no point in her staying. Uh-huh. And Koshia brings the drama. Mm-hmm. There's nothing exciting that Mika brings to the cast, but Koshia does. So I'm like, why are we waiting? We know it's going to be Mika.
Yeah, I mean, they already all got a number anyway, so. They can still reach it. Like, we don't need to keep you on the show. Yeah. I'll call you later.
Yeah.
I just want you to know I voted for you.
Yeah. Dom's like, is it still okay if I come over later and peel back those layers?
She says, as long as you keep them kids at home. Don't try to leave none. Yeah, she's, anyway, look, so we got a lot. We'll find out next week what happened. And of course, it's who gets kicked off. And the women have the power next week, so that should be interesting. But there's a lot happening, man. There is.
Lucy B has an interesting plot twist there. So
Lucy B says,
I think they're both staying since Layleen went home.
That actually would be good. And they should do that since they brought Justin in. So in order to keep it even, that would be a hell of a twist. Because that way, now those women are on revenge. If that's the case, Will's ass is going home next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, why go through all that if you're going to keep them both there? I just don't feel like Tommy's going to do that. We'll see. I haven't seen an episode where they announce that they're going to send someone home. They say who has the power. They go to the lounge, and then they go through all this drama, and then Tommy jumps in and says, you know what?
Haven't we seen that before?
No. I've had them decide where they didn't even do the lounge, where they did deliberation. Mm-hmm. They would have just said, we're not sending anybody home today.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't imagine Tommy's going to do that. But it's reality TV. Who knows what will happen?
Hey, you got to throw them. They got to at least throw a little drama in there. You know, he's like, I like to switch things up. No, Tommy. The producers did. Stop it.
Yeah. But it's me. If I was Mika, I would go. There's no one. The only person she might have a connection with is Justin. And Justin, who wants kids, but he's at peace. If he doesn't, I'm like, girl, go find you somebody who tells you up front, I don't want any kids. Mm-hmm. Either I have my own and I'm done, or I've never wanted to have my own. You got yours. That's great. Find somebody in that camp. But you need to go ahead and leave the show and go find your joy. But there's nothing that she really brings to the show. It's not even exciting to watch.
Right. Sheila says once or twice they did.
I don't know. I mean, we've only done one season of Ready to Love.
Well, make this number two. And see, Miss J says, yes, it has happened before. So it could happen. So, it'd be interesting.
Nikki, hold on. Nikki B said, Tommy is pointless.
Well, Tehu says, not to be outdone, Tommy is the pastor Cal of Ready to Love. Useless. Oh, y'all have no, no shame, man. Hey, look, so... couple things happening because Love is Blind's about to drop,
right?
But at the same time, we got Married at First Sight, so we usually drop that on Thursday. We got to give people enough time to watch the episodes that drop for Love is Blind, right? And then we still got Ready to Love Again, so there's a lot of content coming over the next week, just because if Ready to Love drops tomorrow, it's going to drop the next set in a week, so we got a lot of stuff coming. So make sure, if you haven't already, by the way, please just like this video. But then also, if you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe and then hit the bell for notifications, because we're going to go live for Married at First Sight. We're going to go live for Ready to Love. And we're going to drop episode recaps of Love is Blind.
Yeah, right. We won't be live on those, but we'll drop recaps. We'll do like we did last time at the reunion. We'll do that one live.
Right.
But yeah, we're going to be, you and I are going to be busy outside of our day jobs.
Yeah.
We're going to be quite busy. So we do it for you guys.
Yeah, because you make this fun. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.